Fighting in Gaza has resumed after a three-hour lull in fighting to allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to the Gaza Strip. This was the first halt in hostilities since Israel launched retaliatory attacks against Hamas militant targets 12 days ago. Meanwhile, Israeli officials are going to Egypt for negotiations regarding a ceasefire. But comments made by French President Nicolas Sarkozy that Israel and the Palestinian Authority had approved a ceasefire proved to be premature. Deutsche Welle correspondent Iris Makler reports from Jerusalem.
For 3 hours Wednesday afternoon, the most blessed sound was silence. Guns fell quiet. There was no whine of rockets or crash of artillery fire as aid was distributed in the Gaza Strip. According to reports from Gaza, Hamas TV told people to stay indoors, warning that the three-hour lull was an Israeli trick. But most of Gaza's civilians paid no attention. Many went out onto the streets, stocking up on food and fuel, and visiting relatives in hospital. Technicians began emergency repairs at the power plant, and on broken pipes at water and sewage works. Still, aid agencies say it's nowhere near enough. Chris Gunness is spokesman for the United Nations Relief Agency, UNRWA.
36 trucks went in, 5 of fuel, 31 of food and medicine. We did make the most of this three-hour pause, but it's a drop in the ocean because we are feeding on an ongoing basis 750,000 people. Before the noose really tightened around Gaza, June 2007, we were getting in nearly 500 trucks on average a day. So the small amount of trucks we are getting in should be seen in that context.
Gunness says this amount of aid would only have assisted 10,000 people out of the 750,000 for whom UNRWA provides aid.
Well, in a normal day, we get food distributions to about 20,000 people. It's likely to have been far less because about half the number of our food distribution centres were open today. So I would have thought that something like around 10,000 people maximum would have been able to get their aid today. We need more. It's not enough.
The lull was felt in Israel too. Hamas also halted its rocket fire for the 3 hours. So in southern Israel, people were safe to go shopping and do other chores. But once the lull was over, the fighting resumed. Israeli airstrikes began again. Israeli planes also dropped leaflets in the town of Rafah on the border of Egypt Wednesday evening, telling Palestinians to leave their homes. Exactly where they were meant to go is not clear. Rafah is where the tunnels through which goods are brought into the Gaza Strip are located. Israel has already bombarded this area extensively over the past 12 days. There was confusion Wednesday over whether a ceasefire had been agreed or not. French President Nicolas Sarkozy ferried between Middle Eastern capitals. But Israel has not yet agreed a ceasefire, and nor has Hamas. So for the moment, the conflict continues. Iris Makler, Deutsche Welle Radio, Jerusalem.